So the impact then of globalization. So the impact is looking at the positive and the negative. The positive of globalization is that employees, so it provides new employment to people in that country. With that, then you got spin-offs. So spin-off employment. So transnational companies, they'll buy local materials, so they'll need a supplier. They'll use resources, so they have to purchase from a local business. They're going to have people working in that office, so then those people are going to have, they'll go and get cups of coffee and lunch from somewhere, so they're going to set up little shops around the place as well. So local spin-offs from it. And new experiences. So new products give a consumer a choice. So with these new products that are coming in, you're going to give a consumer a choice which will make them happy. The negative then of globalization. So benefits the rich more so than the poor. So sometimes the poor countries can be exploited. So if you think the likes of oil, certain diamonds, and that in third world countries, the people living there don't really get the money from it. The companies will take the raw materials and produce it themselves, but give very little back to the local area. Local communities then, so most companies send back profit to the home country and the local communities will not benefit. So the repatriation of profits, but not giving anything back to the local community as well. So they're the main impacts of globalization, the positive and the negative. Positive is employment, spin-off effects, new experiences. The negative then, the rich is going to benefit from it and the local communities don't get much from it.